covered by the Business Wire, Associated Press, you name it, back on April 22nd, Bergen County Chief of Police, they have a chief of police for the county, Jack Schmidig leads regional rollout of VeraChip by receiving a VeraChip. Now, remember last year, the Mexican Attorney General told 160-plus of his employees, and it was going to be even more, that they had to take this microchip to be able to get into secure areas. The chief is not making his employees take it, though I guess he might be recommending it. But joining us to talk about this important issue is Chief Jack Schmidig. Chief, good to have you on with us.
Thank you.
Tell us how this happened, why you got the idea, what you've done. You've got the chip. Tell us about it.
All right. It started with a dear friend of mine, Mr. Nicholas Minicucci, who's the founder of the Molly Foundation. It's a foundation for diabetes research. His daughter, Molly, has had the disease for 20 years, and I'm a member of the Board of Trustees on the Molly Foundation. Mr. Minicucci, came up with the idea through the VeraChip company of implanting a chip in your, mine is in my arm, I don't know if it can be located anywhere else, but it is readily available to obtain your medical information. When you have the chip implanted, they ask you a series of questions. Are you allergic to anything next of kin? Who do you want to have this information? All kinds of series of questions. And by scanning the chip in my arm, they have immediate access to my medical history.
When were you implanted?
April 12th.
And it got a lot of attention. Are you aware of what the Mexican Attorney General did?
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's getting big, and also I've heard from Special Forces that some of them have been getting the chip.
I can tell you, and maybe a sidelight to this, but my German Shepherd had the a chip implanted for identification. Mine isn't for identification. It's not like a tracking device that emits a transponder that's going to follow you around. The protocol here in New Jersey will be if you're admitted to a hospital and for some reason you're incapacitated and can't provide that information, they can scan that chip in your arm and through the computer access your medical history. So they potentially can find out, you know, what's wrong with you.
Well, Applied Digital has now bought the software in a company dealing with cell towers, and they're saying with a bigger chip, they're going to be able, since you brought that up, with RFID, radio frequency identification devices, to use it as a tracking system. Were you aware of that?
No, but how big must that chip be to follow you around or have RF signals emanating from your body?
Just scan it and ping it and get the data number and then check it in the database. They're saying right now, one about an inch long and about a quarter of an inch wide or even smaller will be able to work up to a couple hundred feet.
Wow. Well, the chip I have in my arm is about the size of a grain of rice.
Yeah, I've seen the current VeraChip. We've interviewed the scientist that invented it. We've interviewed the CEO a few years ago. We've interviewed the Chipson family, you know, the family that the Jacobsons, I believe, that got the chip. But what do the officers under your command think about this?
To be honest with you, I don't think it's gotten the recognition that it should have. I think it's an exceptional idea, and I know of one other officer who had the chip implanted, and my secretary, who's hypoglycemic, and this initially started here as a result of the diabetes research in the foundation, that Molly Foundation. She's made an appointment to have the chip implanted also.
Well, they've got the chip mobiles. Have you seen those?
No, we're in the very early stages of it here in New Jersey. I don't know what any other venue is providing.
VeraChip has these chip mobiles that go around chipping, and they have miniature chip. You haven't heard about that?
No.
Well, they gave the readers to some hospitals in Florida, but only a few. I mean, have they given readers to the hospitals in New Jersey?
There's only one hospital in the state, and that's in our county doing it right now.
Interesting. Well, did you hear about in Miami and also in Spain and now Germany and England and other areas, the chip, the same chip to get into the VIP area?
No, again, they scan your arm to get into select areas. I, you know, maybe potentially down the line, I could see limited access events, like maybe an inauguration ball or something like that for the president, where you might need one of these to get in, but I think we're way ahead of ourselves.
Were you approached by Verichip to do this, or did you and your friend just spontaneously want to get a chip?
I wanted it, and as, while I'm on the board of trustees for that foundation, the information was brought to a trustee meeting, and I thought it was an exceptional idea, and I said, put me in. And I had the, like I said, I had the chip implanted the 12th of April, and there's no residual effects. It,
you know, are you waiting then for the readers to get into local hospitals? Because what use will it be if they're not in the local hospitals?
Well, that's true. It's going to take some time, but I'm on the cutting edge.
Oh, is your foundation lobbying the hospital?
Yes. All hospitals.
You know, we found a lot of the people like the Jacobsons and others and some of the hospitals that accepted the chip readers in the Miami and Palm Beach area actually had employees there that were investors or even part of Applied Digital, and that's why they were doing this. Are you an investor in Applied Digital?
Not at all. I have no stock in this at all.
What about, I mean, I'm just curious. What about the individual that's on the foundation with you?
The president of the foundation, Mr. Minicucci?
Yes.
I don't believe he's a stockholder either.
So basically somebody just approached the foundation, you guys said, hey, this is a good medical bracelet, basically, implanted.
Absolutely. That was my logic behind getting mine.
Well, look, I mean, Chief, I'm going to be honest with you on my views of this.
Sure.
You know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And people like you, you know, this sounds good. Hey, this isn't, you know, you can lose a medical alert bracelet. Who wants a tattoo, you know, with all your data on it? This sounds good. Or for people with Alzheimer's, or now California Bureau of Prisons signed a contract. Reuters reported it, but then it got dropped with public scrutiny to implant prisoners, maximum security prisoners. That was 2 years ago. That got canceled. You know, there's all these arguments for it, but when you go on down the road, it sounds like revelations. I mean, people getting the microchip and all this. And Applied Digital says that I've had Applied Digital executives on, and they say, yes, you will have this for buying and selling, and everyone will, you know, in the future take the chip. I mean, they've said it. I've got the transcripts on my website.
Well, right now I think that's a matter of opinion. I don't believe it's Big Brother watching me.
But I'm talking about the company itself. I mean, you can type in Applied Digital says it will be used for tracking. It'll be used for prisoners. Applied Digital will be used for cashless transactions. Type it into Google, Chief, and you'll find it.
Well, potential. I'm sure those potentials are there. My intention was to protect my life, hopefully, if something happens to me where I'm incapacitated and I get taken to a hospital. I want people to know that I'm not allergic to penicillin, or you know, my next of kin is my wife. Contact her immediately. Things like that. That's what I was looking at it for, and I was.
Well, if you were in a car wreck, wouldn't they know all that? You know, from your car and your plates and your
potentially, sure. But I think it's a great backup system. Another thing is what sold us on some of this was the, especially for the foundation, if a person goes into diabetic shock, sometimes they can look like they're drunk, and, you know, people don't understand what.
No, there have been a lot of cases of police thinking somebody's resisting when they're in the shock, yeah, and then tasering them and.
Hey, all of that stuff. So if you, you know, if you can get that scan, you know that this person got a propensity towards diabetes.
Well, you know, this isn't coming that it's here. I'm sure you've heard about the plan for national toll roads.
Yes.
I mean, that's been in Time, Newsweek, it's just the USA Today. In Texas, it's about to pass the legislature next year with our inspection stickers. We'll all get tracker chips that are very small that are read by radio readers. We're going to be taxed by the mile down the road. I mean, you see how this chipping of all the products, RFID, the chipping of people, I mean, it is going to the extreme right away.
In New Jersey, we have a system called Easy Pass, and it gets you down the New Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway, and as you pass through the toll booth, you have a reader in your car, a transponder in your car, and you get the bill on a monthly basis. And they can tell you at, right now it's 12:45 here. At 12:45, I pass through exit 159 on the Garden State Parkway, and that information comes to you.
Man, going across from New York to you guys when I was there this summer, it was like seven smackers.
Oh, yeah. And the Easy Pass works on the George Washington Bridge, and
Well, why should we turn all our roads into this? And I'm talking and see that, and now it's not going to be the size of a tiny matchbox, you know, that you get at an elegant martini bar, about an inch and a half long, a half inch wide. Now it's going to be a little bitty chip, sir. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, I've got that little bitty chip, but I guess I'm not. I don't see a downside for me and those people who are looking at Big Brother. I don't find that.
Well, I mean, that's what I find. I want to shift gears just because a listener emailed this to me this morning. This is not why I got you on the show, but I find it incredibly intriguing. And again, my friends, we're talking to the chief of police in the county of Bergen in New Jersey. And he's taking the implantable microchip, but I was sent this by several listeners. It's still a hot topic. I have Fox News here in front of me. I have the New York Post, and I have the Bergen Record. Bergen Record, the town you're in. Five men detained as suspected conspirators by Paulo Lima, staff writer. And in here it's got a quote from you. We got an alert to be on the lookout for a white Chevrolet van with New Jersey registration and writing on the side.
Oh, that was during 9/11.
No, this is a totally separate issue. This is interesting. Suspicious Middle Easterners cheer terror attack from moving van, and then it turned out in Fox News that it was Israelis. What actually happened with that, sir?
We turned those people over to the FBI. They were thoroughly checked out and released. No charges were ever filed against those people.
But what about the witnesses that said they saw them jumping up and cheering and videotaping?
That was the information reported to us. We couldn't confirm through the witnesses. No one would identify themselves. They said that they saw this white van with several people applauding or cheering the attack on the Trade Center. And when we finally found the van, located the van, no one would step forward to verify that they were, in fact, celebrating.
Well, I've got Israeli national news here. It's the suspicious Middle Eastern movers were Israelis with box cutters, European passports, and $4,000 cash. Is that accurate?
I'm not sure. I don't remember all the details of that particular case. And like I said, when we first located the van, we notified the FBI, and they came and scooped them up. The FBI and the New Jersey State Police.
How did that happen? You pulled them over, and I mean, what happened with you?
We had a be on the lookout for a particular type of van. One of my patrol officers found it, located it. We pulled them over, we detained them, and then we notified the state police and the FBI, who were working a joint terrorism task force.
Were you aware of the hundreds of Israeli art students that were really spies, and they were, quote, following Al-Qaeda? This was even on Fox News and the Associated Press. And then they grabbed them, and then they were ordered to release them to Israel. Did you hear about that?
No.
Did they have any video cameras on them? I mean, and then secondarily, how many days after 9/11 was this arrest?
It was, I believe it occurred the night of 9/11. I'm not sure.
Did you find any video cameras on them?
No. I don't recall any video cameras on them. But like I said, being in the administrative position, I don't do the road work anymore, and it gets passed down to my detective captain, and unfortunately he's not here today.
What's his name?
Captain Kevin Partnett, H-A-R-T-N-E-T.
Could I get Kevin Partnett on about that?
If he's willing to come on, I'm sure. I don't have an objection to speaking with the media.
Well, this just keeps coming up over and over again.
It was a hot-button issue. After 9/11, they wanted any kind of attention they could get, and they kept rerunning and repeating those catchphrases there. And if I Google my own name, it comes up with that quote about four or five times.
But, I mean, it's true, though, that they wouldn't talk to you. That's some pretty serious training.
Well,
and how many people do you pull over? How many were arrested?
I thought there were three or four, but I'm not sure.
You have four people that none of them talk? Boy, that's pretty, I mean, do you see that a lot?
No.
Yeah, you don't see that a lot, do you? I mean, you're usually, according to criminology, I mean, I took a little bit of it in college. I don't have a degree in it, but when you end up with one person that won't talk, you end up with two, three, four. Usually when you end up with four people, it means there's some pretty serious training going on.
Once again, I don't know their background. It was, we received some information, we stopped them, and then we turned them over to people more interested in them.
How long did they interrogate?
The police department in New, you know, a local police department in New Jersey.
How long did you interrogate?
We didn't participate in the interrogation. They were turned over to the state
police. You talked to them and they didn't.
Well, we talked to them at the road stop.
And then were they brought into the jail, or were they just given out over to the FBI?
I think they were taken to the FBI's field office in Newark, but I'm not sure.
What did the FBI say?
I don't know.
Have you ever asked them what came of it?
Mr. Jones, you're talking. We started on one subject, now we're on another.
I know, but I didn't put two and two together when I saw your name get the microchip, and then I started getting emails about it. And I go, oh yeah, I remember this article. I mean, it's an interesting topic.
This was a very interesting day, September 11th, 2001, and a lot.
Did you see the tower smoking when it happened?
Absolutely.
What was that like?
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Well, I wish we control our borders. That might keep us safe.
You have to talk to another agency on that.
No, I know. You're not even near the border, so I understand that.
I'm on the border with New York.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you spending time with us, and I hope that you wake up and see the real ramifications of the implantable microchip. Will you say no to the chip within 10 years? The government says you've got to use this for identification when you pay for goods and services?
No.
You won't go along with that?
No, I go along with it, sure.
Excuse
rather
me.
Than carry my credit cards, they want to put all my information on my chip, and as I walk out the grocery store with a loaf of bread and a quart of milk, you know, they just...
Chief, we got a break. Quick three-minute break. Stay there. Just do 5 more minutes with us. This is just amazing information. Stay with us. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with our guest.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. Fighting the culture war. Right here, my friend. Just a few minutes left with the county police chief up there in Bergen County. Sir, the music was playing. Folks might not have heard what you said. I want to state that again for the record. I said, if in 10 years, and the Army documents say this is the plan, it'll be by 2020. That's the January 1st, 2000 report by the Army War College, that everybody's going to have a chip, and I've had the CEO, again, on a Verichip. That's the plan. I've had their distributors on from Spain, from Miami. They said the same thing. We're all going to have chips, and we're going to buy and sell with these. And the chief was saying he's not for Big Brother. He's not worried about Big Brother. But then I said, in 10 years, if they say you got to use this to buy and sell, you said, You're happy with that, Chief.
I wouldn't object to it.
I mean, if they say we have to take the chip, you wouldn't object?
No. No, if I, like I said before the break, if I went into a grocery store and bought a loaf of bread and a quart of milk and walked out and it read my chip and debited my bank account, I'd work with it. I don't have a problem with that.
Chief, it's either two separate things. Either you're a really nice guy who totally trusts the government and society.
I am the government.
So,
okay?
Well, hold on.
And by trusting the government, you bet your life I trust the government because I am part of government.
Okay. Either it's that, you're naive, or you're demon possessed.
Well, if you want to think that I'm naive, that's certainly your opinion.
Well, Chief, I appreciate you coming on the show, but I totally disagree with you.
Well, you can, and that's your right.
Wait a minute.
We
you
have to
make me. So the government says everybody's got to get chipped 10 years from now, and it's the law. You'll start arresting people that don't have it.
I won't be here 10 years from now. How's that sound? I've got a short time to go before I take my retirement and leave.
Now, of course, I mean that as a joke figuratively, but, I mean, that's kind of sounds pretty scary. And
well, people look under rocks for scary things, too. So,
the founding fathers, Chief, said that we should not trust our government. We should keep it small, keep control of it. You're just saying, I am the government, I trust it, and if they say we got to have chips, we got to have them.
Is that my opinion?
Yes.
Well, then thank you.
Now, you just said that, sir. Are you saying
exactly. And it's my opinion, and I'm entitled to my opinion, and Mr. Jones, you're entitled to yours, and I think, sir, that it was nice of you to have me on.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir, I am.
And you have to have this mark to buy and sell, but you're saying if that happens, you don't have a problem with it.
I don't.
So maybe you are just naive. I mean, because
okay, hey, that's your opinion too.
I'm not picking up from you that you're evil.
I am not evil.
I don't pick that up from you. I pick it up that you're just totally trusting and naive, Chief.
Okay. Mr. Jones, I think your interview with me is over.
Hey, vaya con Dios. I'm going to pray for you.
Thank you so much.
Go with God. Take care. There you had it, ladies and gentlemen. That's how deep the rabbit hole goes. We got to have a transcript of that. That is the all-time most out of control, in your face. You see? You see what we're facing? You understand what we're facing now? Get the new film, Martial Law, folks. Do not delay. Expose all of this. Expose 9/11. Expose the police state. Expose who controls it. $24.95. Second copy, $19.95. Third copy, $16.95. Fourth copy, $14.95. Fifth copy, $14. Or buy one copy and make copies and get them out to people. It's my all-time most powerful film. Get it and expose this insanity now. We're the normal people. They are the ones that are just off their rockers. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 to get the new film or any of my great films. Everybody else is raising prices. We're slashing prices on the films, all of them. We just want to get the information out. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.tv right now to sign up online and get a monthly or yearly subscription, 15 cents a day. All my films, other films, weekly TV reports, audio interviews. This one will be there. PrisonPlanet.tv. Do not wait. Get the film and stand.